3, 2, 1.
Got a blast!
You've got the telescope pointed at Carl's mole.
It's not a mole, it's a beauty mark. I'm putting cream on it.
Wow, the universe is so vast and intricate.
I'm bored.
Libs, keep an eye on Mars for me. It's been acting weird all night.
Is that... oh, the amino acid? Girl, you brought us here just so you could flirt with Jimmy.
Did not! I'm here because Jimmy values my scientific input.
Why don't those two just get a lab?
Hey, Neutron, have you checked out Mars?
Huh? Oh, Mars is old news. I'm spotting comets!
But it's been showing huge fluctuations in brightness. Definitely worth a good long look.
What's that bewitching scent?
You mean my perfume? I just splash this on when I don't care what I smell like.
I mean, look, a comet!
You do this every time! You invite me someplace, and then you ignore my contributions!
Can't talk! Taking star pictures!
When a colleague suggests that you look at Mars, it's polite to look at Mars! There! See? Pretty! I told you Mars was acting weird.
Good thing the scope was taking pictures. Gotta download images. Holy Heisenberg! Look at the size of that flare!
Check it out, everybody. It's New Year's on Mars. Happy Martian New Year!
Ew! At least I won't be alone again like last year.
It's not New Year's, you dipstick. It's some kind of energy beam firing out into space.
And not just any energy. Hydro-quantum energy.
Hydro-quantum? I read about that stuff. You could power an entire city with just one ice cube.
Or the world with just one flush of the toilet.
To Mars! Sorry, am I getting ahead of everyone?
Of course, if I did go to Mars and tap into the hydroquantum, I could shatter every known boundary of science.
Excuse me! Anyone else notice the Earth shaking?
It's a space invasion!
There's only one hope! We must appease them! Oh, great alien masters, we worship you! Please destroy someone else!
May I suggest the French?
Attention, interlopers! Prepare to be stomped!
That's no alien. Excuse me, this is a private party!
Is that who I think it is? How delicious!
Hello, Neutron.
It's that spoiled rich kid who has it in for Jimmy.
Eustace Stritch. I thought you were grounded for life.
Yes, well, my daddy's will is easily manipulated. So, Jimmy, did you forget that I'd sworn everlasting vengeance against you?
It sort of slipped my mind because I have a life, you loser.
Don't get saucy with me. You're on Stritch property. State your business.
Don't do it, Jimmy. Don't tell him about the limitless power source you found on Mars.
And we're not going there to get the limitless power source, if that's what you're thinking, you...
Mars! Sorry, I just get excited.
Neutron, old bean, you're keeping secrets. That's not at all polite. Blix, capture mode!
Jawohl, Herr Stritch.
Think I'll take this mob of yours back to my lab for a good mind-shifting.
killer tripod was insured. Ta-ta!
You won't escape, Neutron! My undying hatred shall pursue you without rest!
But first I think I'll slip into unconsciousness.
More Schnitzelgruber, Carl?
Danke!
Good job, Goddard. We should be ready to leave in about 3 days.
Okay, Neutron. We're here for our mission briefing.
Cindy? What did you do to your face?
Oh, just some radiation-proof lip gloss and eyeliner. Deep space is rough on a girl's skin, you know.
I don't know. I mean, it doesn't matter. You're not coming.
What? But you're taking Carl and Sheen, and all they do is sit around eating Schnitzelgruber.
Soy-based low-carb Schnitzelgruber.
Yeah, this guy was giving out free samples. We even got complimentary Schnitzelgruber forks.
It's so light, I don't even have to loosen my new stretch pants.
Well, Sheen and Carl won't distract me. I mean, not that you distract me. Why would you distract me? That would be silly.
Look, Neutron, I discovered that flare. I put on space makeup and I'm coming to Mars. Clear?
Fine. Whatever. Just stay out of my way.
Do you think he likes my lip gloss?
You are ill, girl.
Well, if you have to come along, then here's the deal. Here's Mars, just as the flare erupted. You can see the energy source located right here.
I knew those chuckle-headed plebeians couldn't pass up free Schnitzelgruber.
That is because I make them with love.
I want the tripod repaired and modified in 3 days. When Neutron arrives on Mars, he's going to find a little surprise waiting for him.
Here, ready for landing sequence.
Do you like my new flight suit, Libby? It's perfect for resisting the strong Martian winds.
Whatever.
Huh?
You think I've been staring at you the whole trip? Well, I haven't.
What? No one asked you to.
Well, fine. Stop annoying me.
What? You rude little twerp. I'll knock you all over the asteroid belt. What's going on?
You're dead in space.
Who's doing this?
I'm guessing it's that guy.
No, it can't be.
Hello again, Jimmy.
What do you want, Stretch?
Do you have a spare inhaler?
I know all about the energy source, James, and I intend to make its power my own.
Hydro quantum energy will make me the most powerful 11-year-old in the solar system. I shall rule the red planet as the first king of Mars!
Eustace, as your mortal enemy, let me just say, get some therapy!
Blix, blow them out of space!
Launching torpedoes in 10, 9, 8.
I can charge one bank of disruptors, but there's no way to aim while we're drifting like this.
3, 2, 1.
This might be it, guys.
Reload!
Yeah!
Booyah!
He'll have to ditch on the surface. Good thing you brought me along, Neutron. My airlock maneuver totally rocked!
It also sent us spiraling down towards the surface!
Oops. Jimmy, can I say brace for impact?
Sure!
On second thought, let's just all scream.
Ah! power's out of the batteries! Yes! We made it!
Yeah!
Welcome to Mars, guys.
Is it true that Mars has canals filled with creamy nougat?
That's just a myth. But watch for the billowing forests of string cheese.
That was our last drop of power from the main reactor.
Well, we came here to find an unlimited power source. Maybe we can use it to get home.
Just how far are we from this hydro-quantum energy thingy?
Well, if Goddard's batteries hold out, we should be there in about 18 hours.
Come on, everybody! There was a Martian made of goo, and Ringo was his name. R-I-N-J-O! R-I-N-J-O!
Oh, dash it all, Blix! This map makes no sense!
Impossible, mein Herr. That's a spy picture we took of Jimmy's own map. You see? We are here, next to this pink, meaty rock formation.
That's not a rock formation. It's a piece of Schnitzelgruber! Those two nitwits must have squished it against the camera lens.
Owie! Ow! Owie, mein Herr! Owie!
Neutron has the real map. We've got to track him down, Blix. Only by beating him to the energy source can I become the boy king of Mars! The race is on! We can camp here tonight, guys. According to my map, the power source is located just beyond this dry seabed.
Shouldn't we keep moving, Jimmy? If we've gotten this far, maybe Eustace has too.
Wow, Cindy. Under these moons, you look almost kind of... What? I wasn't gazing at Cindy under the moonlight. I was working when she interrupted.
Interrupted?
Who wants squeeze ham?
You dork! I'm the reason we're on this mission!
You're also the reason we almost crashed.
That's it! I make one mistake and you have to rub it in. Well, I've had it with you.
Cindy, where are you going?
Who cares? Apparently I'm not wanted around here.
Well, Cindy, wait! I didn't mean it that way.
Can I have her squeeze ham?
That fudge-headed dork never did appreciate me. I'd love to show him what I really think of him. Ah! Ah! Put me down! I'm warning you! I'm warning you!
You know, it isn't safe for a girl to wander around Mars alone.
I'll wander wherever I want, Bree Breath!
Had another falling out with Neutron. He can be such a ninny hammer.
What do you care? Think I forgot how you tricked me the first time we met?
Ah, Cynthia. I was young and foolish then. I now realize how resourceful and talented you really are. We make quite the team, you and I.
The only thing we have in common is we both think Neutron's a jerk. So, tell me more about me being talented.
Oh, we are so the perfect match, Cynthia. Help me get Neutron's Mars map, and you'll be rich beyond your wildest dreams.
You think I'd betray my friends that easily?
Our alliance would make Neutron insanely jealous.
I'm in, but no one gets hurt, right?
You have my word.
Wake up, Jimmy. I think I finally found a way to make you notice me.
Hmm? Cindy, what are you talking about? We've had lockdowns!
Pretty sweet, huh? Some guys just know how to treat a lady.
Good morning, James. Have you met my new associate?
Cindy, how could you?
I have some app, mein Herr.
Hey, give that back!
Aha! The energy source is just beyond this seabed. We can be there in minutes.
Cindy, why?
Because Eustace appreciates me, and because he's gonna make me stinking rich!
Oh, yes, Cindy, about the, rich business. I share my wealth with no one! Ta-ta, losers!
You fake! I can't believe I let you betray me again!
Cindy, what were you thinking?
Some friend you are!
Chacuse!
But, well, I... It's all your fault!
What?
Oh, don't act dumb. At least Eustace treated me like an equal. You act like I don't even exist.
You are so clueless, Vortex. Of course I know you exist. That's why I pretend to ignore you.
Pretend? You mean you've been acting like a complete dweeb because...
He likes you.
He thinks you fine.
I do not. I just think you're pretty smart and smell nice and you kind of distract me sometimes.
Wow, Jimmy. Thanks.
You're welcome. Hopefully the next time this happens, you won't betray us to our enemies!
Well, what do we do now? Stretch drained Goddard's batteries.
There's no way we can beat him to the energy source now.
This wind is as cold and icy as Cindy's soul.
The wind? Wait a minute. Carl, you're wearing stretch pants, right?
First you sell us out, then you mock my pants. Why, Cindy, why?
No, wait. She's right. Carl, pants off now.
Your stretch pants make a pretty good wind sail, Carl.
Thanks. It's a good thing my underwear was clean.
Ticket to ultimate power in the solar system. No, it can't be. Full ahead, Blix. We've got to reach that pyramid before Neutron does.
We need more speed.
Give me the rudder.
Neutron, my power siphon is charged and ready for battle.
So's mine, Stretch.
Get him, Jimmy!
Yeah, whip his pampered rich boy hiney!
The power source is mine, Neutron!
No, it's not! It's mine!
Actually, you're both wrong. It's ours.
Martians, cool! Can I get an autograph?
Humans from the third planet.
They are starting to become real pests.
Incredible. A rock-based silicone form of life.
But I thought Mars was dead.
Dead? Now they're just being insulting.
Mars isn't dead. For centuries, our people have slept below the surface.
But you Earth people keep waking us up with the rockets and your probey things with the... Oh, don't get me started.
We could destroy Earth with one burst of hydro-quantum energy.
Destroy Earth? But you can't!
Can't move! We're stuck!
Activate control panel. Target the Earth!
You should prepare to fire!
This is your fault, Neutron!
I could have prepared for this if it wasn't for you!
Knock it off! If we're gonna save Earth, you two prima donnas better work together!
She's right, Stretch. How about it? Are you willing to join forces?
Never! Well, maybe just this once.
Cindy, distract the Martians. Eustace, you're with me.
Prepare to fire already!
All hail the Martians! All hail the Martians!
Look, they're worshiping us.
Well, we are pretty awesome.
And of course, no form of worship would be complete without interpretive dance!
Blast you, Neutron! Hurry!
Shall we crush them?
You'll crush them? I'll destroy her.
Guys! You
Reroute the circuit and press the blue button!
But I usually have people who do that for me!
Ah! Use gas!
Oh dear, oh dear!
What?
What did I do? What did I do?
You reatomized the hydroquantum beam, turning it back into simple water.
And dispersing it into the atmosphere.
Ah! Water! Ah! Water! Water!
They're afraid of common rainwater, which is why they drain their lakes and oceans.
Ow, ow, make it stop. Ow, 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 make it stop.
Well, I could reverse the effect, or I could make it pour for a month.
We surrender. Just reverse what you've done and go!
We'll also need a small sample of your energy source so we can get home.
So take it already!
Guys, let's head home.
About time. Mars fight!
Can't believe it. Eustace Stritch actually helped us save the Earth.
Well, it is where I keep all my stuff.
I can't believe Jimmy admitted he likes Cindy.
I said she distracts me. There's a difference.
Sure there is.
Guys, can I have my pants back?
I'm Paul.
Got a blast.